Got a question for you this morning. What's your dream in life? I was actually asked that a couple of weeks ago by someone on the phone. Everyone's got a dream, a thing that they're shooting for, a place where they see themselves truly happy. What's yours? Chances are, if ancient theologians are correct, which ancient theologians are usually correct, your dream will fall into one of four categories. The dream that you dream for yourself, it either consists of pleasure, power, money, or honor. For those who dream about pleasure, it's not some sense of like a pithy pleasure, but a life of comfort, a life of peace, a pleasurable life, like a break from all the family drama, a life that is freed from all the overwhelming stress and fears and worries. Pleasure, as the scriptures say, to have a heart that's truly planted on pleasant pastures. That would be nice, wouldn't it? For those who dream about money, it's usually not like to own a Fortune 500 company, although that might be true for you. It's usually a life that looks like this. You look at your checking account and you don't see zero. You don't have to worry about how the next meal is going to be paid for, or your mortgage payment, or your rent. You don't have the looming credit card debt, or the medical bills, or the student loans anymore. Your dream of money is more in line with Proverbs 30, verse 9, which says, "Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with the food that is needful for me, lest I be full and deny you and say, 'Who is the Lord?' And lest I be poor and steal and profane the name of my God." In other words, don't give me too much, don't give me too little, just give me what I need. For those who dream about power and honor, because I am talking to Christians, it's not about having power so that I can control you, but it's more about having the power so that I can fix something that's wrong, so that I can serve someone, so that I can help them. And sometimes you need to be in a position of power and influence to affect the change that you wish to bring, to be viewed by others in a good light, to be held in high regard, to be held in honor. That would be a nice change of pace, a change of scenery from those who slander your name and your reputation everywhere you turn. That would be nice, wouldn't it? Every single one of us has dreams. We all chase after our dreams, and we are all filled up by our dreams. What gives us the strength to make the necessary sacrifices to accomplish our dreams? Is it not our dream itself? Like, I'm willing to work the extra 10 hours a week if it means that I can have a little bit more pleasure, go on that vacation. I'm willing to take out the loan and the risk if it means that one day I can own my own successful business. We're willing to make sacrifices for our dream. Dreams are good. Dreams drive our ambitions, and it causes us, the dreams to do incredible things for the good of our community, for the good of our family, yes, even for the good of our church. But here's the problem with dreams. You knew this was coming. Dreams can cause you to forget about the Lord. While you're so busy accomplishing your dreams, while you're so filled up by your dreams, you forget about the Lord. The one who, Jeremiah the prophet says, is not far from you. Jeremiah the prophet prophesies, "How long will there be lies in the heart of the prophets who prophesy lies, who prophesy the deceit of their own heart, who think to make my people forget my name by their dreams that they tell one another, even as their fathers forgot my name for Baal?" Americans, by and large, and we all know this to be true, they are forgetting the name of the Lord. We don't need studies to show us this, although there are many of them out there. We only need to look at our own families, our own classmates, our own co-workers, to see that there are many who have forgotten the name of the Lord. Why? It's most likely not because they're worshiping Baal or some other foreign deity openly, as in Jeremiah's day. But could it possibly be that they have been swept away by the dreams that they dream, carried upon and driven by their dreams for pleasure, power, money, or honor, that they have forgotten my name by their dreams? And perhaps you too are just as guilty as they. We say that we have not forgotten the Lord. We may even say that our dreams are what God wants. But our dreams of pleasure, money, power, and honor, the true prophet Jeremiah says, are nothing but vain hopes. Do not listen to the words of the prophets who prophesy to you, filling you with vain hopes. It'll all be well with you, they say. No disaster will come upon you, even though you despise the word of the Lord, they say. I have dreamed, they say. It's not usually the thing that is far off that we can see, oh, that's clearly vanity, there's nothing, that's foolish. That's not what Jeremiah is bringing to the forefront. It's the thing that is right in front of you, the thing that actually fills you up, the thing that you are chasing. That's the thing that causes us to forget the name of the Lord. Is there anyone among us who's willing to sacrifice their dream for the name of the Lord? Anyone among us willing to abandon their dreams of money, honor, power, or pleasure? There is not one of us, no, not one. Your life would look very different if you did. This entire church would look very different if we did. Your life would look like you've given away all your possessions, and you only had a handful of clothes and enough food to get you through the day. You wouldn't have a place to lay your head at night. You'd be despised and rejected by all. And even before your accusers and slanderers, before the very shearers themselves, you would remain silent. Your prayers would cause you so much turmoil that when you prayed, sweat like drops of blood would fall from your forehead. You'd have holes in your hands and your feet. And the only thing that you would carry is an old wooden cross. There's only one life among us who was truly faithful to the Lord and stood in his counsel, and he is not far from you. This rock of God, whom, when the hammer came, was broken into pieces and laid into a tomb. That cursed one of God, broken and rejected, despised and crucified by men who dreamed dreams, dreams of power and honor, wealth and leisure and success. And they all said they were following God. They all said that they were doing what God had wanted. They said it. But what did their lives reveal? Their lives revealed that they had forgotten his name, and they killed God on a tree, the crucified one. Look at his life. What do you see? Christ Jesus had no pleasure, only suffering, no money, only poverty, no power, only weakness, no honor, only dishonor. Who of us wants to live like that? Not one of us. And so we dream of something more than being the lowest of all, and we forget the name of the Lord, the one who shows his power through your weakness, who uses your suffering for his glory, who even raises the dead back to life, who forgives sinners of all their sins. And this God, the Lord, is not far from you. The Lord is here for you and his word. My word proclaimed faithfully. In my Son, the Lord draws near. In his word, in his supper. So leave your dreams behind. Pick up your cross and follow him. And do not be filled by your vain hopes and dreams, but be filled by the Holy Spirit that is found by faith in Christ alone. Amen.